This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The headline goes like this: 235,000 new jobs in this economy last month, 4.7% on the unemployment rate. Peeling back the layers of the onion? Well, that's what the next 5 minutes and 15 seconds are for. David Gura is at Bloomberg. Lee Gallagher is at Fortune Magazine. They are both in our studios in New York City. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
So, Lee, let me start with you. Find me something bad in this jobs report, right? Because generally, good.
I can do that. It was really good.
Can you really?
It was really good. Okay, one thing, if you want to really nitpick, So wages were up 2.8%. Like, that's really good, and that's a continuation of a trend we've seen.
That's year on year,
but,
right?
Year on year, yeah, but it's not inflation adjusted, and inflation was up 2.5%. So there's your negative.
Okay.
Many positive things. Participation rate up 63%. That has trended down across the board, a pretty solid number.
David, your thoughts?
No, I would agree with that. I'm looking at the wage growth number as well. We heard from a lot of Federal Reserve policymakers last week. It was like a bonanza of policymakers speaking before this jobs number that came out today.
You have got to get out more.
Yeah, well, you know, you say we're business journalists. But, all of them said that they were looking for this wage growth figure. And we heard from Stan Fisher, the vice chair in New York, last Friday. And he remarked on the fact that over the last 3 months, the numbers, the metrics have been pretty solid. I think today was just confirming that.
I was going to save Janet Yellen for the end, but there's no doubt, David, right, that the Fed raises next week?
Yeah, she spoke in Chicago last week after Stan Fisher. She sort of had the last word of all of these policymakers who spoke, and it seems like she's going to use her Fed speak to say so. But we're getting close to those two mandates, inflation mandate and the employment mandate. She seems pretty content with where we are. And you just look at this reversal in Fed funds futures, which is a very wonky
could
thing.
Could you get one
bets,
here? God,
bets.
Man, don't do that. You
bets
actually worked here at one point,
raise
and
rates.
Now you're doing
it. I know.
Oh,
it's so sad. What's become of me? But that indicates really that we're going to see a rate hike here next week, a two-day meeting, and we'll get that maybe Wednesday.
Lee, yeah? Same deal.
Yeah,
right?
I agree. At this point, the market expects it. And the weird Fed expectations thing, if it didn't happen, there would be a huge negative reaction, I think, at this point.
Oh, my gosh. That would be terrible. All right, Lee. So I can't even imagine that. The healthcare bill. Must talk about that. And, Lee, I want to ask you something. The Republicans are pushing this through without what is known as CBO scoring, the Congressional Budget Office, which we looked at Monday and Tuesday of this week. Mm-hmm. Is the CBO score on this bill going to matter for its eventual fate, do you believe?
I think it still will. I mean, it's really significant. I mean, these are economics, economists and statisticians. This is a nonpartisan. I think it still will. I think it still will.
David, what do you think?
No, I'd agree with that. I mean, we've had other organizations score this thing already, and they've indicated that a lot of people are going to lose coverage, that this is going to have an adverse effect on the deficit. Obviously, that's going to make it more difficult for the Republicans who back this thing to get it through. I'm struck just talking to people about the bill who are in the medical industry, who are affiliated with political groups, how few people seem to favor this piece of legislation. You had Paul Ryan, the House Speaker, yesterday literally rolling up his sleeves, standing in front of a PowerPoint trying to sell this thing. I think that's going to be really hard work for him to do that. It's not a sure thing that this is going to pass the House. They're trying hard to move it through quickly, which is why you see them sort of going around this CBO score to start with. Mm-hmm. But I think it's no certain thing.
Well, Lee, I was going to ask about that Paul Ryan thing, because he was giving a seminar on this bill, selling it essentially to a bunch of Capitol Hill journalists. I mean, it's not like he was talking to anybody else out there.
Right. No, that's true. But I think, everybody knows that you can't. It's not so easy. This is not easy to do. There's a reason why. I mean, it's just not going to be possible to do everything that this bill needs to do. And that's why you have things like Jason Chaffetz saying that, you're going to have to choose between the iPhone people love and healthcare, which is such an incredibly condescending and patronizing thing to say. And rightly got a lot of heat for that.
All right. So looking ahead to next week, beside the Fed, David, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin sent a letter to Congress this week that said, I'm going to have to take extraordinary measures starting on Wednesday if you don't raise
debt
limit.
Again.
So we're here again on that. Also, the White House said today that the president's budget proposal is formally coming out on the 16th. It's going to be a busy day. And the question really is, A, we're here again on the debt limit, but also the budget. We don't expect anything different than his outline, right?
Yeah, the Senate Majority Leader has said that he expects the debt ceiling to be lifted. We'll see the usual back and forth, political back and forth, I'm sure. And we get more detail on the budget. Still not the full thing yet. I mean, there was still such fierce opposition to some of the things in that really broad outline that we had a couple of weeks back, especially when it comes to defense spending on Capitol Hill. I think that debate is only just beginning.
Lee, does the economic disconnect among Republicans, both on the budget and on the health care bill? I mean, there's so much going on where this party does not agree with itself. Does that surprise you at all?
Not at all. I mean, I think it speaks to the larger, just incredible conflict within the party. So, no. And I think that's going to be one of the most interesting things to watch as all this stuff starts to play out.
Going to be an interesting week next week. Lee Gallagher, she is at Fortune Magazine, and David Gura is at Bloomberg. Thanks, you two.
Thanks, Kai.